Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artists. This is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen, coming to you live from Las Vegas, along with my co-host Mike Reynolds, live in the Baltimore area, along with his co-host Jordan. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Well, what's going on, Terry? I'm on daddy duty today, so you know how that is.
Good
on
daddy. Watching Yo Gabba Gabba, huh?
Yes, Yo Gabba Gabba and Ni Hao Kowloon, yes.
Okay. Welcome to the chat room. We have a couple of guests in the chat room. Joe from Germany. Welcome, Joe. If you would like to join us in the chat room, please go to blogtalkradio.com. On the homepage, scroll down to the live chat with box, look for Talking Smooth Jazz, click on that, then click on the play chat button underneath the Marcus Johnson Show. Keyboardist Marcus Johnson returns with a new CD from the Flow series called Flow Chill Juris Volume 2 that's featuring DJ Young Pulse. This CD is mixing hip-hop, electro, and jazz. So, Marcus, welcome back to Talking Smooth Jazz. And DJ Young Pulse, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
That's it.
Thank you very much.
All right. So, now, let me start with Mr. Young Pulse. He is originally from Paris. He is in the U.S. for a few weeks working with Marcus on this CD. So, what do you think of the U.S.?
Oh, the U.S. is really amazing for music, and meeting Marcus Johnson and doing what we do, that combination of different styles of music between electro, hip-hop, and jazz is really, really interesting. So I'm really enjoying the U.S. right now.
Okay, and so what is your background, Young Pulse?
I've been a hip-hop DJ for a while. I'm still a hip-hop DJ, and I've been a hip-hop producer too. So I had a band in Paris that was pretty famous, that was called So Fresh Squad. And I also did the official French remix of Soulja Boy Cranked Up, so it was 4 years ago. And after that, I've been producing a lot of tracks for French artists, for TV shows, and for different things. So people really liked the way I was doing my music, and here I am now in DC working with Marcus Johnson.
Now my question is, Marcus, you into everything, bro? But I got, how did you guys hook up, man?
To tell you the truth, I was over there actually last summer, not the summer before last. I actually had a performance of Blues Alley, and a gentleman by the name of Jean Ozender came through the performance, and he gave me his card. He actually bought a CD before the performance and gave me his card, and I saw that he was a member of the Rotary, and actually he's the president of the French Rotary. And so we stayed in contact, and when I went in 2009 to play the Munich Jazz Festival, made the decision to stop off in Paris for a couple of days. And I called Jean up, and, we met for lunch, and then we scheduled for me to go back and actually do a performance with the Rotary and the Rotarians and a couple of other places. in between September and March of 2010, where September 2009 and March 2010, where I went over there, we actually Pulse came over with Jean and introduced us. And when I got there in March, we sat down and talked about the possibility of working with Julian and having him come over for a year. And, of course, I was very excited because, you know, I'm always into something crazy. So one day, you know, we got everything together, got all the information together, and I was sitting outside of the studio, and up walks Pulse. It was a 90-degree day, and from there, 4 months after he got here, we had Flow Volume 2 out, and the name of the group is Juris, as we perform together as Juris. So it's been real exciting. I mean, we've been doing a lot of performances. We just did one for Alliance Francaise at Live in Washington, D.C. We did an event at the Rock and Roll Hotel, of all places, and that was in Paris a couple of weeks ago and played at the famous club Rasputin.
Okay. Now, Marcus, you already have a Flow Chill CD, so why did you want to do a volume two?
Well, you know me, everything is about branding. So, you know, you're going to see a volume 10 if I get the way I want. And, you know, we're already working on, you know, we're working on, y'all are laughing. You know me. So, we're already working and halfway done with Flow Chill Volume 3. And, and we have some samba and dance. We're doing some work with people like Naughty Rico, who is big on the scene, also as a sax player, that goes into these clubs and hooks up and DJs and produces, but plays his sax. So he played with us on Thursday. So we've been having, I mean, it's just been an absolute ball. But it's about branding. I mean, everything right now is about branding and reinvesting and repositioning the company to take, Flow and the Flow brands to where I think it could be, which is, you know, top of mind with everybody that thinks about music and lifestyle enhancement.
Yeah,
we're laughing because yes, and I had mentioned to him before we came on air that he is everywhere. He's such a busy guy, and he's everywhere, and that's why we're laughing, because you are into so many things, and you are everywhere, and I told him he's like the busiest man in the industry.
Yes, you don't be playing, bro. I got to say, you don't be playing at all. So, like, I give you big props for that, man. You be everywhere. And I wanted to know, you know, with you just coming off the This Is How I Rock CD, why did you want to bring out this volume 2 for the Chill Flow so soon after that one?
Because people right now the attention spans are like a second. And essentially, when you look at it, we as Flow and Three Keys, we're products. We're a product company. And the only way that we can continue to make money is by putting out product. And the music industry in and of itself has gone through such a dynamic structural change and a contraction that, you know, you have to put out different CDs and brands and products, or you're not going to survive. I mean, the reason that I run like a maniac is not necessarily by choice. I love what I do, but it's necessity. If you're in the music industry right now and you are not working, if you're not doing, you know, what you need to do, you will fail. And you will, you know, have to either have unemployment or something else like that. But it's people come out, you have a four-week, plateau in retail, and you know how it is in retail now. You put out a CD, and then 4 weeks later, if they don't sell a certain amount, they're going to send them back. And 9 times out of 10, they're going to send them back anyway. And, you know, it's like Borders is what? Closing. I mean, you know, hundreds of its stores.
Yeah.
We lost, you know, with Tower, and, you know, with losing Tower and Virgin and Circuit City was a really big hurt to the jazz industry. I mean, you could, you know, sell 10,000 CDs alone in their 700 stores. And you take 700 stores off the market, that is, you know, 5-10% of the entire store facings. know, I had a friend that was asking me, you know, why they came to an event with me yesterday. And, you know, why at your level do you still go out and, you know, sell CDs, you know, at your events? And basically it's almost like because you have to, you know, because if you don't, where are the people going to get it? Not everybody's on iTunes. Digital sales are going down as well right now. I don't know if you heard about that. But, you know, it's like you got to get out here and grind. But if you have a brand like we do and we can use social media, and with Pulse we're also, you know, doing the social media thing in France and other, you know, French-speaking countries and throughout Europe, then you can use that brand and leverage it for other things, which is why now we're going into the whole concept of Buffalo Wines.
Okay. Now, Young Pulse has a producer and a mixer. What was your vision for the Flo Chill Jura CD?
My vision is very nice because what we've been doing with this one was the first one we've done together with Marcus, and we know exactly what we want to do for the next one. So as he said, it will be more samba and Latin, but at the same time electro and hip hop. So we still keep that mixture between the different type of music, but I can say that it will be a little more electro than the one we've done. But I really love what we do, and every time we perform, people just love it. So I think it's a good story that is beginning.
Okay, Marcus, instead of, you know, now with technology, you know, a MP3 can be sent by email to another artist to lay their track or vocals on, why did you want to bring in Young Pulse as opposed to doing that?
Because there's something about, you know, face-to-face versus the whole MP3 thing. The interaction, the idea that I can still learn from Pulse. I mean, there's something about the personal connection, the personal touch. I mean, think about the people that, you know, come up and shake your hand, or actually now, you know, the nouveau sexy thing to do is actually send a handwritten letter or note to somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, technology allows you to use it properly as a tool. What I think people do is they use it as a crutch. And when you use it as a crutch, you know, sometimes so much weight can get on it, you lose that personal touch, interaction, feeling. And I would analogize it to like being in a relationship. You know what I mean? There are times where, you know, you have to be long distance, but damn, it feels good, you know, when you get to look them directly in the eye or give a real physical hug.
Okay. Well, you know, not every artist, not everyone is going to fly in someone from Paris, France, to work on a CD. You know, so.
But the thing
I think that's cool because, yeah, you can get that live feeling, you know, from your studio working with him. So that's cool.
Well, you know, the other thing about it is like always, you know me, I'm trying to look at things from a spherical level, not even 360 degrees. That's two-dimensional. You know, we put the third dimension in there, and it's not just over here. He's not just over here to work on the CD. You know, we're working on voiceovers with a group called The 12, which our friend Alexi has in Paris, and we're doing voiceovers and videos and things like that with them. We're continuing to grow our relationship with the Rotary and what's going on in the world causes this year. It's water and helping those countries that don't have water. Then it's the new experience of, you know, DJing and Pulse and I being able to develop a group where, you know, hey, we get on a plane, he takes his computer and turntables, or we rent turntables and we rent a keyboard, and we can rock it like, you know, guys like DJ AM, you know, before his untimely death, you know, the things that, you know, they did. So it's really more about, you know, finding somebody where you can grow a relationship versus I'm just trying to get the CD. And, you know, when I look at Julian's, you know, his, I said Julian, that's his official name. When I look at Pulse's work ethic, I see emails going out all times at night to Fabrice Diane, who is the head music consultant at Rasputin, about what we're doing there, or reaching out to what is the place, Sunset on Rue de la Mard in Paris. And, you know, he gets it from a business perspective. Like, really, if you haven't recognized anything about what I do and what I think about this industry, it is 1,000% business. And the idea of selling a CD and making a living, that is a thing of the past. I can tell you there was a lot of people that used to come in monthly, you know, right in the beginning when we had Three Keys and we did Nick Colleone and Michael Linton and Jared and David Dyson and Bobby Lyles, two CDs, and then, you know, Allison Williams. There was stuff that was coming in. But it quickly in 2004 with Starbucks launching, you know, Hear Music and iTunes launching, it immediately, and mp3.com, immediately transformed the business to a point where there is no identifiable, tangible form that we can say, okay, here's how we package it, and here's how we still make our money. So that means you have to get your butt out there and perform and, you know, merchandise your stuff and extend your brand. And I think Pulse gets that much more than any DJ that I've seen, and producer, you know, young guy with a great attitude. And he's good. The stuff is hot.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And speaking of which, I want to play a song from the CD. Yesterday we talked to the Flowicist, Natalie Stewart, formerly of Forgery. She was on yesterday. So the song I'm going to play, start off with, is Say Yes. So tell me about this one.
Say Yes. It's kind of self-explanatory, but that is just one of my favorite tunes in the world to play. This actually, Say Yes was actually on Poetically Justified, which was the CD that was nominated for. Oh, wait, did we do the remix on this one? Yeah, we did do the remix on this. I got it one day. Yeah, Pulse and Xavier Swafford, another engineer that we work with, sent me this one day based on the tune that I recorded on Poetically Justified. So I'm sitting in Georgetown, and I open up my iPad, and I'm like, wow, this is hot. And, hey, I guess you're all about to hear it.
All right. From Flow Chill Juris, Volume 2, this is Say Yes. Yes, from the Flow Chill Assurance CD Volume 2. Very nice, very nice there.
Yes.
Now, Young Pulse.
Yes.
How would you describe chill music?
Chill music, in the way that we do it with Marcus, it's even more than chill. Because chill is really... It's more for lounges and that kind of bars and clubs and restaurants. But what we do is even more than that, as we bring a lot of different kind of music together. So it's you can play it in clubs, you can play it in lounges, in restaurants, you can play it with your girlfriend or your boyfriend. You can play it anywhere, and there is so different stuff in the album that it's for everybody, so you can find anything.
Okay.
Is this music popular? I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sorry. Is this music popular in France?
I don't think it's more popular in France than here. But as I said, the way we do it is really original, and I never heard anybody doing that. And that combination
okay.
that we do when we are on stage with Marcus is a DJ and keyboard combination. And so I've never seen that anywhere. So I think it's pretty new.
Okay.
Now I was going to ask you, Paul. Now, you know, yourself, Kilroy, Killer Daz, and Damon, you guys, you know, do a lot of Dirty South type rap. Now, how was the transition from going from making beats for like Dirty South type tunes to a more traditional R&B type jazz thing, which Neil Marcus is trying to do?
As I said, I've been doing many, many other things. So yeah, initially I was doing that kind of Dirty South rap in a production, but
mm-hmm.
I've also been doing music for fashion shows. For TV commercials, for TV shows and all that. So I was already doing a kind of mixture between electro and hip-hop. So going and doing that with Marcus Johnson, it's another thing that is added to what I was used to do. And this is what becomes this electro hip hop and jazz combination.
Okay. Now you created a group called So Fresh in Paris. Is that group still going on?
Yes. Actually, with me being in the U.S., we communicate through internet, and we're having a project together, or we are doing our own too. So, for example, I'm dropping another mixtape next week for a French blog. So it will be a hip hop mixtape. So I keep doing my hip hop stuff too. I know that Kilroy is doing his own album too, on which I'm gonna produce some tracks. So everybody is doing his own stuff, but we still connected.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Now I wanted to ask Marcus, when you first decided to, you know, work with Pulse and do this collaboration, was there anybody that kind of looked at you like, you know, he's a DJ, you know, how are you going to pull this off?
You mean like my manager?
Okay. Well, like your manager, yes.
Come on, man. You know, it's funny. I do a lot of public speaking, and I spoke at a middle school and a high school last week in New Jersey. And I was telling people, you know, my concept, my book is called DEPELL, D-P-E-L-L, which is Dream, Plan, Execute, Listen, and Learn. But the most important thing that we've forgotten to do nowadays in the United States, I think, and maybe even in the entire world, is dream. And I think we've become very complacent. So when you dream, I was telling them that if people are not laughing at your dreams, they're not big enough. And always, my entire life, from, you know, selling football pencils in the first grade and getting in trouble, doing that, you know, because the kids liked it, and I figured if I could buy a pack for, you know, 50 cents and sell them each for a quarter, then I was going to make a profit, and then I could get a cookie and punch in the first grade onto, you know, the idea of working with a Bob Johnson or, you know, my new business partner, Robert Pizzialli, for the wine. People are like, what are you doing? You know, aren't you a musician? And that's been the hardest thing, is because everybody else wants to, you know, but they limit themselves so much that when you're like, hey, look, you know, yeah, I studied law. Yeah, I did very well. Yes, I speak on intellectual property and motivational speaking, and I teach business development, you know, but all of that in an industry that is going through disruption, like every industry in America, including the music industry, you know, it comes into play and it helps out. So my manager was like, okay, so you're Marcus Johnson. I know Pulse is big in Paris, and, you know, and I'm like, well, Marcus, da-da-da-da-da. And everybody knows at the end of the day, you know, the reason you have your own company is because you're the only person that lives with your dreams every day. And you have to be able to stand up and take responsibility for your successes and or your failures, which failures are part of the inevitability of life anyway. You just have to overcome them. And when you put all that together, I get my way. And then when we have the CD finished and it's out and it's selling and people are hitting us up and joining our fan page at Juris, and then we go out and play and people stop you when you get off the stage and say, that was amazing, it's the justification that you need. And, you know, my father taught me when I was younger, son, you know, never discount any idea that you have, because you don't know whether somebody else has had it or not. And 9 times out of 10, they probably have not had it. So you cannot look for justification in other people. But again, that is why, you know, Flow Brands and Three Keys Music have a CEO named Marcus Johnson, so I can do what I need to do to get out there and make it happen. And, hey, do I always make it right? Nope. But you know what? When you have that failure, you put it to the side and say, oops, guess I won't go down that street anymore. And you make a right turn right back around again on the highway and keep right on trucking.
And I like what you said. If people are not laughing at your dreams, they are not big enough. I like that. I like
that. I mean, you know, it's like everything, you know, and I had the high schoolers laugh, and I'm like, you know, dreaming and success in life is like, you know, homecoming or prom. I mean, you know, if you don't ask the beautiful girl that you like to the dance, then the answer is definitely going to be no. But if you have enough, you know, courage, and courage is not the lack of fear, it's the ability to work through fear. If you have enough courage to go and say, would you go to the dance with me, you just might be amazed at her answer.
Can I use that quote on my website? Can I quote you on that?
Yes.
Love that. If people are not laughing at your dreams, they are not big enough. That's so cool. I love that. All right, let's get back to some more music. Nanosecond, that's the next song. Tell me about this one.
Nanosecond Culture is, we could almost make it like a tribute to Logic, the software program, and Apple, because I was going to Puerto Rico last year, and I had just gotten a new Mac, and I opened it up, and they had GarageBand and Logic on it, and I found these loops and things like that, and I was like, let me see what I can do with this. And by the time we landed in San Juan, I had the basic bones of Nanosecond Culture. It was finished. Then I gave it to Pulse. And the thing I like about our stuff is you hear a breakdown, and it goes through it, each song is a journey, because most lounge is like you start off with the beat, you add a bass line, you add some chords, you add a lick, you take away the licks, you take away the chords, you take away the bass line, and then you fade out on the drums. It's kind of very, there's a definite formula to it. Ours is that mixture with a little bit of jazz, and you have a hip-hop breakdown in the middle, which you have here, but it takes you on a journey. And that is how we came up with Nanosecond Culture, which is, by the way, the type of culture we live in. Everything happens in a nanosecond.
Nanosecond, yes, yes. Here is Nanosecond Culture from Flow Chill Juris Volume 2.
Thank you.
That was Nanosecond. We are talking to keyboardist Marcus Johnson about his new CD, Flow Chill Juris, featuring DJ Young Pulse, who is also joining us today. If you would like to call in and speak to them, the number is 646-716-5485. 646-716-5485. And TSJ Chatters, if you have a question, please post it in the chat room, and I will get that to him, to the artist. Now, Marcus, we know that you are an attorney. You went to law school, and the CD is called Juris. So tell us why you named it that.
Well, the inside on that is the idea that the number one lounge group and chill group is a group called Thievery Corporation. And I love their stuff, but, you know, and love Eric and the whole crew over there, 18th Street Lounge and D.C. and Marvin and all the stuff they've been able to do with it. One, you know, there's a level of respect. But number two, if you're going to go after the thieves, you got to do it with the law. So Juris is law, and that's what we are up to.
Okay,
cool. I like that. And that last track, Nanosecond, I really like that. I was listening to it, and it had a vibe like a Down to the Bone type vibe and everything.
Yep, exactly. You got it. And I think that they are the closest thing in, you know, quote-unquote smooth jazz that has been able to do it. They do the whole band thing, and the difference in what we do is that it's based with the sound of the DJ. So the saxophone player, the conga player, and myself, we work behind Pulse. But, you know, and it's an art thing. Like, Down to the Bone is definitely, when they play perform live, it's a show. People get their groove on and dance. What we found that when we play, everything stops. And people pay attention to us like, okay, this is hot. I never thought that this would be possible. You know, we did a thing at Utopia in D.C., and a dude from Dubai walked in. He was like, dude, I feel like I'm in Paris. And that is exactly what we want them to feel, that it's, you know, that it's art.
Okay. So, Young Pulse, how has the experience been for you being here and performing in the States with Marcus?
That's really different from what I was doing in Paris. Because as I said, I was mostly doing hip-hop parties in Paris. So, and I was also performing with my band, my rap band. And what we're doing, so the DJ and keyboard combination with also musicians, is totally different and really cool at the same time because you know, when you're a DJ, you're by yourself when you're spinning in a club. And being with some people and playing and enjoying and doing improvisation all together on a basis of a track is really, really interesting for a DJ. So that's the first time I have an experience like that, and I'm loving it. And what we're doing all together is really, really nice on stage.
Okay. Now, Marcus, are you keeping Young Pulse to yourself? Will he be performing or working with other artists while he's here?
Oh, definitely. You know, there's this guy in D.C., a hip-hop artist named Cousin Bub. We're going to do some stuff with him. And because, you know, again, he comes from a Dirty South kind of vibe, so this guy sounds like Rick Ross. So see what kind of tracks they can come up with. As I mentioned, Natty Rico, who is also from Paris, who's in studying here in the States, is performing with us sometimes, and he's also producing his tracks, and they are working together on a couple of things. Also, one of the top DJs in D.C., actually, when I was in L.A. last week, ran into him. He was DJing Kanye West's party, Grammy party, and DJ Oz. Who, by the way, on Friday night, we went to this place, Recess. He killed it. You know, it's like they're working together as well on a couple tracks for Flow Chill Volume 3. And, so, I mean, he's here to grow. And you know me, I'm not, I don't have to, let's say it like this. I want him to get every experience that he can, because every experience helps what we do. And whether it's business or working with other artists or producing other artists or having them work with us, you know, it's a great experience.
Hmm. You know, Pamela Black, hold your thought, Mike. Pamela Black from Pamela's Place is in the chat room, Marcus, and she wanted me to ask you to do a ballad CD.
Okay. Tell her I think that we can do that too. Tell her I'll figure out a brand to come up with, maybe MJ Love songs or something like that. No, I think ballads about that. Yeah, but I mean, hey, if you think about it, though, everything is a brand. That's when it becomes fun. You know, and we have some neat things that we may be doing with some of the companies, like the company that works with Lifescapes at Target. You know, coming up with it's the functional lifestyle music, lifestyle brands, and ballads would be great. I mean, not too long ago, somebody came up to me and said, you know, tell him what your name is. And little boy said Marcus, and the mom was like, and our last name is Johnson. I was like, wow. And she's like, you know why we named him that? And I was like, well, I don't know if I want to answer that question, yeah or no. But she said, yeah, because he was conceived to your music. So if we can do Lessons in Love like we did in the beginning and, you know, do re-record tunes like Say Yes, I think that we can come together with a nice little ballad CD. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like that.
Okay.
And by the way, Pamela, just a little hint, you know, I've been talking to Miles, Jay, Vesta Williams, Allison Williams about the next project. And
okay.
it's kind of along those lines as well.
And that was one of my other questions that I was going to ask later on. I know that you recently did some shows with Miles, Jay, and Brad Lanier. Miles, Jay, I mean, how did you guys hook up?
Man, Miles and I hooked up on a cruise where we performed with Allison Williams, and that's where I actually met my current manager, because she used to manage Miles as well. And, you know, it just worked. I mean, and Miles is a musical genius. I mean, he can sit down on the piano and play like me. He can teach me things. And then get up and play the guitar, then get around and play the bass, then go play the drums, play the violin, and then sing. And I wish I could sing, but I can't. But that's probably why I'm most jealous of him. But, I mean, he's an incredible talent. And I'm really, really, really looking forward to what we come up with on the next Marcus Johnson CD, which should be out sometime before the end of the year.
Okay.
All right.
And the question that I did have, I'm going to ask real fast, Trey, the question I did have was for Post about the club scene. How is the club scene in D.C. different from in Paris? Because I don't know what clubs Marcus took you to, but, you know, the clubs in D.C., bro, you know, they're totally different from the ones in Paris.
Yes. There is two different things.
Paul, we can't hear you.
Hello?
Oh. Yeah.
Yes. You're
okay.
A little far away.
So, yeah. Okay. So this is really different from D.C. and Paris, because in France we have more an electronic music scene than hip hop, so we are late in hip hop. So when I arrived here in DC, all the hip hop that I was playing in my special party in France, special hip hop party, it's random tracks here. I mean, it's tracks that are played on the radio, not in France. So this is basically the most different part. It's that France has got more an electro music thing. But I love the club here for hip hop.
You know, the other thing I would say too is that in Paris, you have a whole VIP club, like Rasputin. And when you go there, you know by the club, you know you went to where you are in the status in life. In D.C., you can go to Buddha Bar and you can sit, you know, next to Bob Johnson or Ted Leonsis, and then, you know, also be right next to, you know, my cousin Bebe. You know, so it's like you're the VIP within each different club. And I find that very, very interesting. I mean, we have our upscale clubs here, but still, even, you know, there's not, D.C. is not as list-oriented as in L.A. is, or New York is, or Paris.
Okay. I want to get in one more song before we let you guys go, and it's suffice to say, who's doing the vocals on this?
Oh, this is a girl named Saba, and this track has been produced by Xavier Swafford, the other producer on the album, that has been working with me on the tracks. So the girl is Saba.
Okay. All right. Okay, this is suffice to say. Thank you. That is from Marcus Johnson's latest Slow Chill CD called Juris, Volume 2, featuring DJ Young Pole. Wow, very nice. Okay, Marcus, so tell us where we can pick up this CD.
Best Buy is a good shot for you, or I tell you, iTunes, Amazon, those places are sure shots. Now, you can visit 3keys.com, and you can also get it there at our website and also find out when we're performing. And, you know, we have our store online, and actually you can buy it, and Pulse and I can actually autograph it for you. And,
cool.
Yeah.
Okay. And
cool.
Are you guys on Twitter?
Yeah, we are on Twitter, and we're on our fan page. We just got up not too long ago on Facebook, and we have a band page there where you can get our music as well.
Okay.
Okay, and I am posting Young Pulse. I am posting your MySpace page and your Twitter name in the chat room. But if you'd like to find out more information about DJ Young Pulse, he is on MySpace under Young Pulse. He is also on Twitter under My Pulse, and he has a Facebook page as well. So you can find out more information about him there. Well, gentlemen, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, thank you. And really, thank you for what you all do for this music. It's great to be able to actually put a product together and call you, and the fact that you're accessible and you make it happen. So thank you for the introductions to your folk, your constituents, and your supporters.
Yes,
and
we love everything you do as well. And, you know, the one thing I like about you, Marcus, is everything is about business. You know, I love that. I mean, even on your Facebook page, there's no posting about, you know, business. It's all business. You know, I'm here, I'm there, my CD is this. That's what I love about you, bro. It's all business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All business. I hear
you. And I was going to say real fast, I know that you posted it that you're looking for new band members.
Yes.
Is this for local gigs or this is everywhere?
Everywhere. I mean, you know, right now I'm performing so many different places. And the way that the economies of scale are working, I have to get band members in individual cities. So I have a band in L.A., one in New York, one in Atlanta, you know, one in Houston. And we all get together, and when I fly in, we'll rehearse and knock it out. But it's just to, you know, meet new people, and guys get busy. I mean, D.C. has a great sound, and people like our vibe. So, yeah, it's one of those good things. The other thing, I've been blogging lately, too, and just talking about some of the ideas in the industry. And, you know, when I went to speak at the school, I talked about dreams, and had a really interesting post that I put up last week that was kind of provocative concerning relationships with musicians and big dreamers and people who are working to get their dreams done, and how difficult it is, yet how, you know, it's just it's the same kind of love, but sometimes it's just a little bit different, you know. So I got some people to really respond to it. So I like that, and I like the idea of blogging and letting people know, hey, look, we're human like everybody else, have the same faults, we hurt like everybody else. We have feelings, emotion, hopefully a little compassion or a lot of compassion. And, you know, we're just people, too, that just happen to have a different kind of gift. But, you know, I think that's the accessibility is the thing that people like the most.
Yeah, and okay. Terry, to make you laugh real fast, I know that Marcus is really into it because he did a video over in Paris, and, you know, he did a V-blog, and he didn't brush his hair. And he even mentioned that he didn't brush his hair, so I know he's really into it if he didn't brush his hair, you know. You know what I'm saying? So I know he's really into it, man.
Yeah, that was one of those nights after Rasputin and having flown in from the States, and I was like, I had to get the thing out. We were having a performance, and I just wanted to say, hey, let people know, you know. Hey, sometimes you don't think you're the Lone Ranger out there working in your pajamas at the crib.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Well, I'd like to say to Young Pulse, welcome to the States, and I hope that you are enjoying your time here.
Yes, I really do. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And thank you for joining us today on Talking Smooth Jazz. Thank you and welcome. And Marcus, again, thank you. And, you know, you have so much going on, but I'm going to say much continued success to both of you. Both of you. Thank you for joining us.
Definitely. Thank you. And you take care. And if you ever need us, let us know.
Okay. Definitely. All right.
Very much.
You guys have a great day.
You do the same.
All right, bro.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye, young folks.
Bye-bye.
All right, Marcus Johnson and Young Pulse. The CD is called Flow Chill Juris Volume 2. You can pick that up on Amazon.com and also on Marcus' website, 3keys.com. And again, to find out more information about DJ Young Pulse, he is on Facebook. He's on MySpace under Young Pulse and on Twitter under Young Pulse. So check those. Check those artists out and support the music as always. Purchase the CD as always. All right, Mike, we have 2 minutes left. Tomorrow night we are talking to keyboardist Nate Harrison. His new CD is called Rush. That would be at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. Mike, do you have anything to add?
Nothing much. Just I love Marcus Johnson. Like I said, he's like the Rick Ross because the man is just about business. And like I said, he has everything from wine to flow to this is how rock, everything. He just does it all. You know, he's all about business. So, yeah. Pick up the city.
All right, let me thank the chat, the TSJ chatters, Antoine. Antoine, so good to see you. Haven't seen you in a while. Bonnie Fan, Carol, all of the guests, Joe in Germany, Lori, Pamela from Pamela's Place, thank you for hanging out with us. And those that were in earlier, thank you all for joining us. You have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you next time. Until then, keep it smooth.